Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back, Sports to the Max. I've been dying to tell this story all day. We told it on TV last week and had a tremendous reaction to it. Amna Kiran is a basketball player, but she is so much more. She joins us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Amna, thank you for joining us tonight.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me over.
I'm going to take this one step at a time and just let you tell your story because it's a great story. You did not grow up in the U.S. of A. You grew up in Pakistan. What brought you to the U.S. and when did it happen?
Yeah, I was born and raised in Pakistan, and I came to the U.S. around 2008. And I came to further my education in the U.S. I already had two master's degrees from Punjab University, Pakistan, and I wanted to explore the language side of English language. So I applied at a few universities and got accepted at one, and that's what brought me to the U.S.
Hamlin University, right?
Hamlin University.
Yeah, count on the Pipers to see greatness.
Hey.
Yeah. So you got another master's degree, and you became a teacher certified here, and you now teach. Explain where you teach and what you teach.
Yeah, well, I was a teacher back in Pakistan as well, but in order for me to teach here in the U.S., I had to get the all that licensure and stuff. So, yes, after getting the master's degree, I got that license and started teaching at Anoka Hennepin School District.
Mm-hmm.
I started at Andover High School, and then I got split between two different schools. And this coming year as well, I'll be split between Coon Rapids High School and Andover High School.
Do you enjoy it?
And yes, I teach English as a second language,
mm-hmm.
and I love teaching. It feels like it runs in my blood.
Mm. That's a wonderful thing.
I absolutely love it. Yes.
Now, along the way,
in the classroom.
Along the way, you got married, and you and your husband had a son. You have one son. And he decided to pursue basketball, and he started playing basketball. And you watched him, and I don't know if it was one day or a light bulb went off or what, but you said, you know what, I too would like to play basketball. Explain what drove you to say, I want to learn this game.
You know, my husband calls me crazy for that.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, this is exactly how it went. My son tried playing football, and he didn't like it much. Then we tried playing different sports, and then he came to basketball, which he seemed to develop more interest in. And yeah, and then I heard a lot about 42 Youth Basketball Academy as being one of the best basketball academies for the basketball. So I just brought him over there, and one day when he was playing, I just that took me back in my own childhood that when I was a kid I used to, because as a girl, like being raised in Pakistan, there I didn't have much opportunity to play any sports, so I used to just be like leaning on the railing of our house and seeing my brothers play, and I always asked myself the question, hey, why can't I play? But then I never asked that question from anyone else and never got an answer. But then one day, just being in the basketball court, I was like, okay, why can't I play now, you know?
Yeah.
So I went to Tom Schuster, who's the owner of Basketball Academy. I said, hey, would you guys teach me? Would you coach me in basketball? And I know zero about this game. So,
mm-hmm.
And he just gave a laugh for you. He said, you're not serious about it. And I was like, no, I'm damn serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got me scheduled on kind of trial basis with the most compassionate and tremendously amazing coach, Coach Angie,
mm-hmm.
who I still have been working with until today, who literally led me through the basketball routines like a small kid, because I did not even know how to read the basketball court.
Hmm. And what have you learned about basketball by playing it?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of things that I still I'm yet to learn. But so far, I'm just a beginner intermediate player. Other kids on the court are much more like better players than me.
And by the way, most players on the court are around 12 or 13, right? And and I'm not going to give away your age, but it would not be 12 or 13. Yeah.
Yes, yes, and yeah, that was another thing that I learned. Like, I started learning from the coaches who were literally half of my age, and I was playing with the kids who were one quarter of my age. I think I gave it away.
Well, we get the idea. I think we know the neighborhood for it. Have you enjoyed it though? Has it been a fun process? Have you bonded with your son?
Yes, that definitely. I definitely bonded more with him. We spent more time because that Fort Basketball Academy is 1 hour away from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
So we drive together for yes. 1 hour and then come back, and then we spend more time over in the court too. But in the beginning, to be honest with you, it was not as much fun because I had a lot of people staring at me, kids just wondering what is this, you know, kind of like older lady doing in the court. Why is she doing the drills? Like, how old are you again? Were kind of questions I was getting from them. But now they have gotten used to me, and I get a lot of knuckles when I enter the court.
Yeah. You even know the knuckles code. That's cool.
Oh, yes.
Now, I got to tell you, though, just as compelling about your story is that you, I mentioned the American Dream. You came over here. You and your husband built up. You teach, and you also bought a couple of convenience stores, and you and your husband run them, and they are a family business. And it's a great story about coming over here and doing those things, because you were penniless at one time. You were just trying to find a better way in life, and you built up this business, and you've had success with it. But you were victims of the riots. One of your convenience stores in particular, and I've seen the pictures, was just ravaged by it.
Yep.
What was it like that night when you got the call and they said, you know, this chunk of your American dream has been greatly damaged?
Mike, that was devastating. Like I mentioned in the last time I spoke with you, that we saved every single penny. We worked two or three jobs, like my husband did and I did, and we built these stores, and all of a sudden you just get a call in the middle of the night that, hey, this your store is being looted. And it was devastating. It was heartbreaking. We just like got off our beds and we just ran to the store. We called one of our friends, Klaus. He's our family friend, and he was there to help us. It was a chaos when we got there.
What was when you saw it, how did it make you feel when you first saw it?
Okay, like you said, like I just mentioned, that we saved every single penny to start these businesses. So it was like raising your own child. We started it from scratch, and all of a sudden, when someone comes and hurts your child, you know, it hurts, and it hurts until today. That anyone thinks that they have a right to come and hurt you like that.
But you didn't give up. You rebuilt. You said, let's clean this up. Let's get back in business. And you told me the neighbors rallied around you as well, because the next day you made sure that they were still able to pump gas and get some of some of the amenities that they needed.
Definitely, definitely. And we are the only store in the neighborhood, and the neighbors count on us for their bread and butter. Like, they come and buy milk from us early in the morning. Their children are waiting for the bread at home, for the cereals, and we're the only store. So we said, no, we're not giving up. We are part of this community. We are citizens here, so we have to do our part. And yes, in the middle of rubbles, we were able to, at least, if nothing else, our windows were still shattered, the door was still broken, but still, and our cash register was gone too.
Oh.
But somehow we managed to bring another register, and we were able to at least run the transaction that day. And again, the store was a chaos. Things were broken, and we did not even have a way to even walk up to the register. But we are resilient that way. We did not give up, and we said no. We were back on our feet that very day.
Did that make you feel good to be able to come back that next day? And did that send a message to you and everybody that we have resolve and we will not be beaten? I would imagine that felt as down as you were when you first got there and saw the results of the looting. I would imagine on the other side you'd say, okay, I just learned something about myself. I'm tough enough to get through this.
Yeah, I mean, when you come from another country and then you learn the new ways of the country, new ways of the new country. You learn the language, you learn the system. I mean, you know that about yourself anyways, that yes, you are a survivor, you are a fighter, you do not give up. So, and having so many experiences over here, no, we knew that about ourselves, and that's exactly why we knew that the very next day, even though there were thoughts going on that, okay, should we open the store to, like the very next day or not? There were thoughts going on, but we said, no, we are fighters and we'll go for it. Mm-hmm. And still, things have not still completely cleaned up in our store. Not completely cleaned up in the store, but still, we had to board up our stores at the front of the store every night. But that did not mean that we didn't open. No, we have been open every single day ever since, and our neighbors were very thankful. They did not believe it. They were like, we cannot believe that amongst all that has happened, you are still able to open the store and help us.
That's wonderful. Can you tell us the name of the store?
It's called Kitty's Corner.
Okay. It's on the east side, right?
It's east side St. Paul, yep.
Okay, so I'm going to tell everybody to go to Kitty's Corner on east side of St. Paul, because this is what we should be rewarding, is people like Amna and her husband that refuse to give up, that live the American dream, that came over here for all the right reasons and are trying to do something great with their lives. So I hope you don't mind if I step out and say that. But I just, your story is so compelling to me, and it's so inspiring, because you are, when we talk about people that come to the U.S., you are exactly what we want this country to be about, that people can feel like they can pursue anything they want in their life and make it come true. And you've taken the hardships on head on, and you've said, we have too much resolve. We're invested here. We're not giving up because of this. And you've got this teaching, third master's degree in your teaching. And I just want you to know, speaking on behalf of, I think, a whole lot of Minnesota, at least the good side of it, your story is compelling and it's awesome, and I hope you guys are just incredibly proud of yourselves and what you have done since you got over here.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike.
We will talk again. Maybe I'll see you at 43 Hoops, but I certainly appreciate you giving us some time and telling your story tonight.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Amna Kieran. Now, that's a story, folks. That's a good one to remember and to spread and to tell. And Kitty's Corner in East St. Paul. Stop on by there. Pay homage to. That's what I've been trying to do. Thank you, Amna. Have a good night. We'll be back after this. Stay with us.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.